Amen. As they finish up taking the contribution, we want to welcome everybody to the service tonight. Thanks, Jim, for the announcements. Professor Alloway is on his Africa tour, and so I'm your substitute tonight. So I'm excited to be here. I didn't have too much coordination. Usually when substitutes come, you have a little coordination on pop quizzes and things like that. But I think I will go ahead and say there's no pop quiz tonight. Try to keep the crowd. See, the first thing you got to do is you got to win the crowd. You know, when you have a first, these new students you don't know about, you got to make sure you kind of throw a little bit at them. So trying to, am I in? Okay. I'm in. Just go for that. Okay. All right. Don't know how sometimes you substitute. You don't know how it's going to go. But I'm looking forward to tonight. We're going to talk about, well, first what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you take care of some business. I'm going to go ahead and give you the memory scriptures for next week. Because I get this message, I might forget about it. So I better do it now. And the memory scriptures for next week, Luke 13, 24, Acts 4, 12. So those sound kind of like this. Got one verse that doesn't sound like it should be, you know. But some verses are long, you know. Okay. Amen. Well, tonight we're going to talk about faith, grace, and works. You could subtitle it "Working Because We Are Saved." And I'm going to start off with a prayer. So if you'll bow with me, we'll go to God. God, we ask you to bless this class tonight. God, thank you for the opportunity to get together and have these classes on basic Christianity. Let these classes, God, so far continue to grow and help our faith to grow. Help us, God, to understand the basics of the faith and be with us on tonight's topic that will develop some deep convictions and gain confidence in our relationship with you and how to have a great relationship with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay. Well, as you can see, topics grace, faith, and works. And those three. You may ask, I wonder how do those three words go together, or those three concepts? And we're going to talk about that tonight. And we're going to see, I think it's a really interesting topic. And I've got on the screen there, you can see it's, you know, GFW. If I use the words GFW, I'm a work for the city government, so we have a lot of acronyms that we use. So you may see GFW up there. That's my sort of being influenced by my profession now. I'm starting to use a lot of acronyms. So, and you can see the passage there, Ephesians 2:8. So why don't you go ahead and turn there. Ephesians chapter 2, we're going to start in verse 8, and we're going to read passages of Scripture. One of the most beautiful passages of Scripture in the Bible. You know, that's a beautiful passage. Let's read it. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So you can see all three words there. And I think this concept comes out of this passage and a lot of other passages that we'll study. We'll look at a little bit tonight. I think we live in the South. I think one thing we've seen is grace and faith are sort of, if you be real honest about it, especially here in the South, are the kind of the popular words of this passage. Oh, grace is wonderful and faith is wonderful. And then we get to the word works and we kind of get a little uneasy, don't we? That's sort of like especially in the recent past, and I will define the recent past as about